It's from John 17, verses 20 through 26. Jesus is praying. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Our text this day is the gospel message, as Karen has already shared it with you this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. This is one of the two hardest passages in Scripture to read. it is. The only one that is harder than this passage, because of the way it reads, I mean, I pray for them, all of them, just as you are in me, I am in you, that we may be one, that they may be one as we are one, and the way it goes. The only passage that is harder, in my opinion, to read, well, I mean, not counting just when you're reading lists of names, of course, but is the passage where Paul talks about the good I intend to do, I do not do, but the things I do not want to do, those are the things that I do, and the do, and those are just tongue twisters of passages. I'm gonna summarize this whole thing for you though, and just like Jesus was able to say there are two commandments in a sense, love God and love others. This passage is about knowing Jesus. That's what it's about. Some people talk about their faith. I would say talk about your Savior instead. Don't show me your faith, show me Jesus is what I would suggest is what we need to be about in going out into the world. Because what is it like for those in the world who don't know Jesus? No comfort in loss or death, no Savior, no hope, nothing past shutting their eyes in the end and going off into darkness and not existing anymore. Is knowing Jesus, though, something that we can just pass along to everyone? I mean, does knowing Jesus require you to have the right kind of IQ? And you got to be just so intelligent to be able to know Jesus the way you should. Maybe if you're memorizing and just spouting off things, they might take that. But as it turns out, in several cases, the more intelligent the people become, the more wrapped up in their own minds they become, and there's less room for God. Now, that's not to say that God just comes to those who are less intelligent. I would never say that among this group. Never trust. No, we've got, I mean, there's a lot of intelligent people here. I mean, a lot of brain power in this room, without a doubt. And we know Jesus. So that means that even those that are so intelligent that they've decided to take Jesus out of their lives, there's still hope for them. We can still reach them. We were reached for Jesus. We can reach them. But we have to remind them not to be so great in their own minds, to leave a little room for recognizing that there's something more than them. But too many people develop a resistance to God. Their hearts become hardened and their minds become closed. Consider in your own life, how open are you to knowing Jesus? And I'm not going to assume you know Jesus just because you say you know Jesus. And there are several reasons why I'd like to go into that today too. But some people seem to know him for a while. And there are a lot of youth that know him growing up. They're involved in Sunday school and youth group. They go off to college, and they may stop attending, stop worshiping, may even stop praying altogether and leave the faith. Some folks learn to handle life, but as they're handling life, they're looking less and less to God. And they're pulling farther away from this knowledge of a Savior. Then, even for those that do hold on to God a little, when things don't go right or things don't go their way, they tend to pull away or fall away. And they forget that Jesus is the Savior at all times, in all places, and throughout their entire lives. Jesus is called Savior for a reason. And that reason gets forgotten by a lot of people. We need to be saved. Even if we have all that this life has to offer at its best, we don't have all that we need. We're still short. Knowing Jesus takes an open mind, though. And knowing Jesus requires not just coming to him, but meeting him with empty hands. Knowing Jesus means surrounding ourselves with his ideas and surrendering over to those ideas. And in many cases also that denying of ourselves, surrendering over to him. Coming to Jesus and saying, you are more than I am, you're everything. And what are we? Even the most intelligent person in this life, even the wisest person of this world, without Jesus, is at a loss and will lose in the end. But how do we know that we really know Jesus? Is there more to knowing him than just knowing of him? Can we really get to know someone who we can't even hold or hear his verbal responses to us? And then in some cases we might ask, is it really okay to know him a little too familiar-wise? I mean, I remember one professor at SEM that used to have a fit when we would sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." He was, "Jesus is not your friend, he is your God." So, can he be both? Yeah, I vote for both. Not in his class I didn't, I wanted to pass. But there are a lot of people who know Jesus but don't really know him. And I've heard a lot of professions of faith that talk about Jesus but don't seem to involve following him with any real effort. And knowing Jesus is more than just understanding what the Bible says about him. I know a lot of Facebook Christians that they're part of the Church of Facebook, but they're not as faithful in the Holy Christian Church. And we'll post all kinds of inspirational thoughts all the time, but when it comes down to joining together with the body of Christ and worshiping that Savior, they're left a little bit lacking and need to change those ways. I'm going to be putting out I get on Facebook and I don't post near as much as I just scan it real quickly nowadays, but I'm going to put out a Facebook challenge that anybody and everybody who posts anything in this coming week about God or the Bible or prayer, to challenge them to all show up in church also on Sunday, because it's Pentecost, great outpouring of the Spirit. Let's see how much that Spirit's really working, and we'll see. 1, 2, 3, we want to check our numbers now. Is this going to improve or are you going to cause us a problem here? We'll see. I might change the way I do this next week. We'll see. But knowing Jesus is more than just saying we know him. It's committing. It's yielding. It's not just saying things with our mouth and with our words, but showing it also with our actions. Yes, it is a matter of showing our faith, but it's more than showing our faith. It's talking about Jesus and living that faith. Knowing him is more than just an intellectual pursuit. It's being obedient to his words. How can we say we know Jesus if we're not being obedient to him? We might be able to say we know of Jesus, just like the devil knows of Jesus. But if we're going to truly know Jesus, we need to follow him. We need to be a people of his word in the scriptures. We need to be more than just a spiritual person. It's more than just talking about the things we've done in the past to say that we know Jesus. And it's more than waving a banner over how many mission trips I've gone on to say that I know Jesus. It's more than saying how many things I've done in the church in this last year in saying that I know Jesus. Because it's not about us. It's about Jesus. And that's where we need to keep the focus. It's not about me. It's about my Lord. And if I'm going to have a relationship with him, it's going to be more about church, more than church, more than what's going on in my singing in church, more than what's going on as far as how much I give to the church. It's going to have to become a reality in my life and how much I'm a part of what he wants me to be a part of. His life, his forgiveness, his communion, his worship, being his children then when we go out into the world, but continuing to come back to him and come back to this cross. Do you have a relationship with Jesus that you can say and you truly know Jesus? And if you do, then what are you doing next in your steps to get to know him better? Because if you know him now, if you truly know Jesus now, I'm going to suggest that you probably still don't know him enough. Because you can know him better. We can draw closer to him. We can be closer to our Lord. The more we study his word, the more we are in prayer, the more we gather together with other Christians, the more we worship him and sing his praises, the closer we become in this relationship with this God who was dying to get to know us. Do we really know Jesus? And what are we doing to intentionally come even closer to him still today? Or are you content with where you are? That's kind of like the idea of the enemy of great is good. Content with where we are is good. It'll never be great. And we want to be great. We want to be great children of God. We want to be his faithful children. We don't want to be like the Israelites were. We don't want to be like so many others have been before us that say they follow, say they believe, but then don't actually live it out daily in their lives. Let's change our lives and be the people God wants us to be. Be in the relationship he wants us to be in with him and with others in the world around us. Talking about him. Not talking about ourselves, not talking about our lives, unless we're reflecting on how our lives are only where they are because of who Jesus is. We want them to know Jesus in this life, just like we need to know him. Loving him leads to desiring to know him better. And the more we truly know him, the more we're going to be in love with him. He already loves us as much as is possible. But where are we in that relationship, returning it back yet? That needs to be the goal of every one of us here, to know Jesus better. The goal of our life to be a part of the family of believers wherever we are, to be a member of the body of Christ, but in doing so, to continue to know Jesus. And never be settled with saying we know him enough. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.